That's a real thing. I used to do that at KHOU.
Mm. All right. Intro music. Johnny Carson presents Rodney Dangerfield, Ed O'Neill, Maya Angelou, Robert Downey Jr., Harold the Purple Dog, my friend Jordan Brady, not the film director, but the musician in Houston, not the comedian from Arizona or whatever.
1988's comedian.
Oh my God. I watched old Jerry Seinfeld on the Evening at the Improv last week, and Leslie Nielsen was the host.
How did that? Did that age well?
Wonderful. Yeah, Wesley Nielsen. Wesley.
Wait, you said Wesley Nielsen?
Wesley from Wayne's World.
Not Leslie Nielsen?
No, I don't know. I fucked up. Jordan, tell me about yourself. You're gonna have to carry the weight on this one because I'm not really feeling it. I'm not here to. I'm not gonna be funny. I'm gonna have to depend on you.
That's fine. Okay, that's why I'm here.
So yeah, just anchor the boat and welcome the audience to the Healing Club. I'm actually going to do a great job. This is going to be fun. Come on,
it's good to be back. Let's,
okay.
I forgot that we have a wrong camera this time. Okay. Sorry,
we have a no button.
Okay, well we can put that here and we can kind of.
Oh no, the dog's back.
Oh God.
Okay.
So there's a dog.
Yeah.
And I like dogs. In fact, I love dogs. And I used to have a Siberian Husky, and I think they're wonderful. And this dog is very
friendly. Allergic to my cat.
I'm allergic to your cat.
Oh, well, she's dead. But I have a new cat. Have you met Martin?
Yeah, I did meet Martin once, and I'm allergic to Martin, too.
Oh. Okay.
It turns out it's all cats.
All right.
And dogs seem to be fine. I don't know why. Talk to God.
So you got what you wanted. Now this is a video podcast. And now what are you going to do? What are you going to do to make it exciting?
Now I wish that we had a makeup team.
Oh, yeah.
And a wardrobe team. And
I wish I had a better face.
Just women here, probably, in
women,
general.
Yeah, girls
help.
Instead of dogs.
Yeah. You know.
Thong women. I work at the strip club at the
get your mind out of work.
Yeah. Preemptive narrative inversion. Do you know what that is?
Preemptive narrative inversion?
Yeah.
Is that where you like try to flip the script before it's started?
You change the story before everybody knows what really happened.
Yeah, is that my so I'm
and
right?
And then they're like, "Oh, well, only I can save you from the problems I create."
So, wow.
Whoa.
That's so...
Cause the problem, incept the madness.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm the only one who can save you.
I forgot it was a therapy podcast.
Therapy podcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Tell me about your problems, Jordan, I guess.
Just normal problems. Money. I want more of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just that's just my weird, quirky taste.
Yeah. You're one of the only fathers I know.
Yeah, I love being a father, except for the money part,
because
it turns out that they cost money.
Yeah, most of your money goes to your kids.
Most of my money goes to my kids, and to live, just pay bills and stuff. But I still have a good time, sometimes, and that is all the time.
I have nothing but bad topics to talk about.
Well, bring them, dude. Name one. Start one.
I was sick with COVID a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just got a pack of note cards and just wrote nonsense on both sides of
it. In your sick state?
Yeah.
In your demented state?
Yeah, and I don't know. But just little phrases I thought were like, "Please don't try to rekindle my pity."
You wrote that down?
Yeah. "Please don't try to rekindle my pity."
It sounds like some of your lyrics. It sounds like lyrics. Like you wrote it to a beat. "Please don't try to rekindle my pity." No pretty. Cool cat. Looking for a kitty. Oh my God. Sorry. Cool dog. Yeah. Looking for a. Nothing about a cat. Don't worry about it. Nothing about a cat at all.
I'm thinking about. I guess people go to the strip club because they have to pay to be desired. It's like
tell me why.
I know I don't deserve to be desired. I want somebody to tell me I deserve everything.
Don't you think it's also because they like to desire, and when they're at home, they're like, I don't desire this thing I'm looking at. Let me go to the desire place.
But just like, I guess maybe like the, what you pay for is to walk away with no strings attached, no feelings. That's what.
No G-strings.
You don't feel like people go to the strip club to degrade women?
No, I think they just go to fulfill a fantasy and pay people to, you pay people to walk away.
Any strip club sound effects over there?
Yeah. Boing, I guess. No.
We forgot to load those.
There we go. Yeah, I'm a really bad strip club DJ.
Hey, man.
it's a right, funny thing to be
bad. Nobody's looking at you, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, is it really hard? Is that hard?
What?
Is it that hard to do? Next up is someone I don't care and I don't feel anything downstairs for. It's fine.
Coming up next to Satellite 2, we got Kendi.
The only guy that's dead inside at that job. But the safest DJ.
Yeah.
The safest strip club DJ in town.
Well.
I mean, you know, you should see his playlist, though. His B-sides. It's all REM. It's a good steady beat. They have one beat. Anyway.
Best stuff in life happens only once and always only on accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, yeah. It just happens on accident and then it never happens again.
That is life.
Yep.
You got another one?
No.
You got a huge stack comedy of stuff there.
Be funny through humor while acting. That was like setting a goal, I guess.
Setting a goal over analyzing.
Yeah. The killer who said I do. I was thinking of like a
is that a
romance documentary? Like on Lifetime or something. Yeah. The killer who said I do.
I love
and
it.
And then
you like know what?
Stepfather. Is there any rhyme or reason to these?
No, not really.
It's Bob Morrissey's brain. But I will say we are in a part of town where I remember I was at a friend's house in like the early 2000s in this same neighborhood that we're in right now. And we watched a show on the news. It was like a special called Why Did Josh Kill or something. Or it was like, Why Did Josh Do It or something like that.
I love shows like that.
And it was about a girl that went missing in this neighborhood. I guess, I don't know, it wasn't this neighborhood. But anyway, some neighborhood in the world. And they're like looking for this girl and like for like a week. And it turned out she was just like in the neighbor's, like the kid that lived at the house next door, like under his mattress.
Oh, shit.
Well, it's the ghost of that girl.
It's the ghost of that story.
Spooky. Oh. Are we pausing?
Ghost dog. Okay. Yeah.
Fucking dog.
You got a little
what
high.
Dog?
Mm.
It's a great dog.
You don't want to
so
put him
big.
Like, you don't want to put him like. Okay. Starting over. All right. Starting over. That was a poor start. A rough.
Just like starting over.
Dog there in the middle of the frame.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's dog. And we were just talking. I saw a movie yesterday. I saw Drive Away Girls, I think the movie was called. It was an Ethan Coen directed.
Saw a movie yesterday, that makes me think you went to the theater.
Yeah. Andy and I went to the movie theater.
Oh, you did go to the
theater. And
okay.
We saw a new movie directed by Ethan Coen. Well, Drive Away Girls. There was a horrible line reading in it with Matt Damon going, "Who are you?" Or Matt Damon said something like, "Who are you people?" Like, imagine this question. Who are you people?
Uh-huh.
Did you see the commercial?
Mm-mm.
He goes, "Who are you people?" And they go, "Democrats." And it was like, it's supposed to be like, they're like, "Who are you? Who are you people? Democrats." And they're all like, it was like this.
Are you sure it was like nails on a chalkboard. First of all, are you sure it wasn't
like
Batman
the worst thing I've ever
asking
seen?
That?
Yeah, but he has
who are you people?
Yeah, Democrats. We're the Democrats.
Or was it Jerry Seinfeld? Like, who are these people?
Democrats. Democrats. Yeah. These days.
What's going on with Democrats?
So it was just like
Oh, and I was thinking about Jerry Seinfeld impersonations. Everybody gets this part right, but nobody gets the pullback right. Like it's the he goes up to this point, but then he pulls back a lot and he starts talking about something else slowly like a normal person for a second.
Yeah.
Then it builds back up to whatever. I just get lost trying to be, but like the only part of the impression most people get is the high pitched part, like when he does the punchlines, but not when he's doing the setups. Jerry Seinfeld setups are much.
I love how you even overanalyze Jerry Seinfeld impersonations.
Well, why wouldn't I? I've been watching people do that for fucking like 15 years.
It's the healing club. Like, dude.
I've been watching people do Jerry Seinfeld impersonations several times a week for years and years.
I have one. It's just, it's called Sue Seinfeld. What's the deal with living? I want to die. Kramer, kill me. You know, I don't know.
Can't you do the baseline song with your like boom, boom, boom,
ba-doom, ding. I can play it in real life, but it doesn't matter.
But no, you can do here. Like the like, that's the part. Yeah, like
sure.
Then you do the.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that part is like, sorry. Yeah, I can't. Most people can't do that.
I think most people can. Is a tutorial.
Which commercial do you hate the most these days that you've seen? Like lately, is there a commercial that you're like, I hate that?
Any political ad for Democrats?
Okay, buddy, I know where you're coming
from. The government owes you $6,400. I'm sorry, I did a black guy.
I'm definitely a proud supporter of.
It's sometimes it's Steve Harvey. Vote for AI.
Democrats. I don't support everything they do.
Have you seen the Joe Rogan AI ones where they're like, yes. Like most people don't know that you can get a $6,400 stimulus check.
They do with Steve Harvey, they do with him, and there's one other person, and it's Snoop Dogg, and he's like, there's this new something about prostate
or something.
Don't
do black guy voice. I'm not
no more black voice.
Don't you do that again. Please.
It wasn't black guy voice, it was Snoop Dogg. It's different. No one sounds like that.
Trying to do a Snoop Dogg.
Somehow it's worse.
I can't do a Snoop Dogg.
But it wasn't my impression of Snoop Dogg. It was my impression of AI Snoop Dogg. So,
okay.
Somehow that's worse.
Okay.
Somehow it's more racist.
So AI Snoop Dogg is your least favorite commercial on TV right now.
No, I mean, it's just those kind of commercials in general. Yeah. The AI ones.
Which ones? How do you know if a commercial is AI?
Because their mouths don't match the talking, and it also doesn't really sound like them.
It's also Joe Rogan telling you to buy something that you would never, ever, ever do. That's obviously a scam.
Yeah, I think he has so much money. Like what Pete does he care Holmes, about? $6,400.
I think I saw like Pete Holmes, like a diet supplement or something that he was pitching or peddling and like
Element.
Talking about it seriously as an expert with like the expert.
He's very serious
music
about music, going the mind stuff and
yeah, and stuff. And
it's okay.
Yeah, I was like that. I wondered if that was AI generated. Like it seemed like it could have been.
Was
like
it? You could.
He'd be a person that you could AI generate.
It wasn't
easily,
a video.
Right? Yeah, it was a video.
No, it wasn't AI generated. We're not there yet.
How old are you, Bob?
44.
Okay, so you are just right on the cusp of not being able to tell if AI is if commercials are AI or not. Because if you're under 40, you can just tell.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. True. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 36, so okay. Soon they'll get me.
Holy hey, shit, man. You guys are old as... I'm 36.
I don't like these...
Welcome to the middle-aged healing club.
Yeah. The middle-aged man club.
Our backs are healing, so we're sitting down.
Congrats on getting on Kill Tony and getting the big book and doing your drum solo.
Thanks, man. Congrats on you getting on Kill Tony and doing a drum solo.
Hey, I did a freestyle rap, actually.
Wouldn't it be funny if you did a drum solo, though? I do. I'm excited to hear this rap.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I'm more excited to hear your rap than I am to hear my drum solo. I'll tell you that much, because it was a blur, so I don't know.
Yeah, did you, like, black out the whole time?
Apparently, I blued out, because I went up there, and they were like, has anyone ever told you your lips are blue?
No, when you came back, your lips were blue as fuck. You look like you've been doing whippets.
I wasn't doing whippets. I think I just forgot to breathe
TV
a little
debut,
bit.
TV debut, just
just blue lips.
You know,
I was like, maybe the cheap tequila was blue. I don't know. I just told him I was also confused. I didn't know what was going on. They're like, maybe you're having a stroke. I was like, cool. Let's do it.
I want to do a podcast where I have a guest on and we just do an entire case of whippets.
No, I'm not 15.
I'm 16.
That's something I did when I was like 16 or 17, was a big case of whippets, friends. And then wound up being like, I just really ruined my life tonight. Like the next day, the feeling of like, my brain's never going to be good anymore. Like,
I never had that feeling next day.
Like, this brain sucks. And he was right. Now. Yeah.
And he was right.
Yeah, dude. Back when you were 15, 16,
it's
when they first kind of came like, out with the
pointless canisters. Since then.
You could have just ended that sentence halfway and it still would have made sense. Back when 15, 16, when you first came out, and then just not said anything else.
True. Mm. Yeah. Wait. It's true.
Yeah. I didn't come out until I was in my 20s.
Ooh, late bloomer.
Yeah.
Boo.
Oh, boy.
And now look at you. Living in the gayborhood.
This card says, be dumber than everyone else and louder than everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And be emotionally direct.
It doesn't say that.
Just get you everybody's
added,
attention.
You added that on the card.
That was an extra tag.
Yeah, living his own cards.
My own scripted bits. Mm. They're not bits. I don't know. I just think
they're not bits.
Yeah, yeah. They're just sick bits. Sick thoughts. That'd be cool. Like, you know, like when you're sick and you write down your thoughts. And it's a big sick pile of sick thoughts.
What was the other one? Thoughts. Jack Handy.
Deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts. These are sick thoughts. Yeah.
So I don't know. Sick thoughts with Bob Morrissey.
I don't know if it was last week or the week before last week, but I went to an open mic and I don't know if you were hosting, but you were doing the index card bits. Yeah. And somebody walked out and they're like, "Oh, this guy's in there just like doing the index cards." And I was like, "Oh shit, Bob's on!" And like, because I had seen the index thing at the riot, and it was fucking hilarious.
The guy's just in there, just disrespecting people's time.
Oh, Bob's in there.
I like the pre-written crowd work bit. That's I like that. Was like,
I think the impression one is
That's the other. Some pre-written crowd work. You guys like impressions? Do one.
I was driving to Austin last night, and I texted him on the road there to ask if I could borrow that one-liner. Mm. I was like, "Let me use that, bro. That one's good.
It's cool."
I wrote something down. I thought it was funny, or maybe it made sense, or maybe it's just a premise. But now that I look at it, it's very Bob Morrissey.
Yeah,
it's okay to hate dumb people.
Why'd you say that?
Because okay, but there's a level. There's a level to which you can hate them, and then you can't hate them at certain. Once there's a certain level of dumb, you can't hate them anymore.
But dumb people are just like any other subgroup of people, where there's good dumb people and bad dumb people.
And you're allowed to hate all of them.
You're allowed to hate subsects of any group of people.
I feel like there's different words for it. Like if you're just stupid.
But if you're dumb, you're just stupid, that really makes sense.
But if you're dumb, is that like the one? Which one is the dumb one where it's like a choice?
Dumb just means you can't speak.
Stupid. Actually, I don't know which one makes one's a seem choice. More medical.
One's a choice.
One's more choicey.
Like
one's
when
more.
It becomes a choice, that's you can hate them because it's for them. Willful ignorance.
And that's where the level. That's where the line is.
Yeah, but then
there's
you get
line.
Into the deeper question: is anything a choice?
You're the gay guy, so you tell me. Hey,
oh man, I should be.
I'll write that down.
I should be on it. Wait,
hold on. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Whoa. Hey, up there. I don't appreciate that. There, the one. Oh. Wow. Guys, my ego. Jeez. Hold on. my ego is going to explode.
I like this one. I don't know. I don't like any of them.
All right. What's the next card?
Oh, fuck. Have you ever seen anyone die?
My grandfather.
In your arms?
Yeah. No, he is in his bedroom. He had a really nice death. It was really one of the best deaths. He was surrounded by, you know, a lot of his family, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And he just kind of watched him slip away. Or was it drift away?
Yeah.
Let me drift away. That was his last words. No, he did die, though. He's gone.
My grandmother died in the hospital and or surrounded by grandchildren and family. And I always felt kind of shitty about the way I was like, it's going to be okay. I'm going to be a great writer. Everything's going to work out.
She's like, you better. You promise?
I promise.
I'm gonna okay.
Be. You're going to fail.
It did kind of go like that. Yeah. She was like, shut the fuck up. She just slipped away from it.
Nobody believes in you.
I'm not your real grandma. And RIP though. RIP those peeps.
Yeah.
I have one grandma. She lives not too far from here. Not giving out her address though. Not again.
Fool me once.
No, she's great. Whose grandma isn't great? Call in right now. Or comment below.
Yeah. Or just think about it to yourself. Just
think about it. Keep it inside.
Grandma was great. Grandma made me cookies. Cooked together.
Mm-hmm.
She made the best, I don't know.
Milkshakes.
Were either of y'all like one of your grandma's favorite grandchild?
Yep. I was the favorite, and she broke the wooden spoon over my brother's head. And then she said, you're not the favorite.
My dad's mom, that grandma on my dad's side, I was her favorite because I was like the first born son, grandchild, you know, and like I would get like a 3-foot remote control Power Ranger for Christmas, and my sister would get like a tennis ball.
Go fetch. Man, that rules, dude. I love Power Rangers as a kid. I
had the Megazord.
I used to live on Wood Forest.
Talking about,
I think it's
Channel
this way.
Talking about Pasadena.
It's like Channel View.
It's literally the main street down.
Like Channel View North Shore right kind of turns into whatever. But yeah.
The Beltway is where Channel View turns into North Shore.
Yeah, dude, it's like Kansas City, Missouri,
Well, it really just depends on if you're on one side of the Beltway, you're in the Mexican hood, and if you're on the other side, you're in the black hood.
And your white privilege does not work.
See, I've been doing
as
this,
well.
I've been doing this joke lately where I go like traffic, you know. Why do they call it rush hour? Like, shouldn't they call it like slow hour?
Hit the fucking thing.
I mean, and then I did the joke this one time, and the guy was like, yeah, especially if there's a train. And I was like, yeah. Got a tag from the audience.
The train is the funniest part. Oh my God, I am healing. Oh God, this is fun. Bob, when are you gonna come out to Austin?
Whenever, I don't know.
March 11th, you should come out with us.
Yeah, March 11th. What's March 11th?
That's the night that my episode airs, so I'm going back to sign up again.
Going to the mothership. I haven't been up at the mothership. I've been creaking the cave a couple of years ago. I haven't been getting out. I just have been like kind of.
Tom Segura was there last night.
Yeah.
At Creek?
Yeah, he's doing a pop up.
Cool.
Never done the Vulcan Gas Company.
That's what I did last night.
Yeah. That's great.
That sold cool. out.
Yeah, I saw some
pics. Went on so third. Cool. It was good.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Saw Elon Musk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're very funny.
he pulled up to Mothership and walked through Mitzi's and then went upstairs.
Oh, nice. Do people seem to like him? Like,
oh, they better like him. He's got all the money.
He's a god in Austin.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's got billions of dollars and is like, you know, he's gonna be treated well.
Well, everybody that like stands for him, they're all his fanboys all moved to Austin when he did. So.
It's also like a politically charged city though, with like a lot of people that
used to be like the center of the resistance politics and the liberal outlook and the, you know, University of Texas and
the Republic
college
of
kids going, what the fuck, our society, you know, people deserve more and we can do better and let's treat each other nice. And now it's like money, money, money.
We live in a society.
Elon, money, capitalism, cutthroat.
We live in a society.
We live in a society.
Never forget.
Never forget.
No matter
That's
what.
That's a good point.
You know, up talk. Never forget, you know?
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Up Talk?
No, Never Forget.
9/11?
They should have been.
The Holocaust.
You already forgot.
The Holocaust. You already forgot. But they messed up. It should have been Never Forget About It.
Never Forget About
It's New York, dude. It's,
I get that.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm
a sleepy dog, dude.
I have this weird thing where if I see somebody from New York City, I just immediately like can't stop saying, I'm walking here. Like, just that's the only thing I say to them. Like, I don't know why.
You know what movie that comes from?
And you're like sitting down, you know?
You ever see Midnight Cowboy?
Yeah.
Sexy, I guess. So.
What'd you say?
It's a sexy movie.
Are you like, you're sexy? Yeah, I guess you could say. That's fun.
I just went to my little private place there.
Personal private
place. He just went from Bob Morrissey to Bob Ross. I just went in my little happy hole there.
My little sex hole.
It's okay. It's all right if you go off a little beaten path there.
Have you heard Rick the
private
Dick's...
Private plane to Planet Bob.
Have you heard Rick the Dick's Bob Ross joke?
No.
And he's like, I like to fall asleep to like Bob Ross ASMR, but like also with porn on and chiropractor videos, so that I just have dreams about the weirdest gangbangs being narrated by Bob Ross. And he's like, yeah, it's a good little boner there. Like,
Boner Boys.
Rick the Dick, dirtiest comic in Houston.
Physically, hygienically. P-U, you know what I mean? I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, he's a nice guy. Body for radio, though, am I right?
He lives here.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
He's right there.
That's my roommate.
He's just like, really, bro? How long are y'all going to let me rip? Yeah. yeah. No, I like that guy. But when I see him, I think, I've seen him. Some of his sets have been bad. I'm kidding. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, guys. That's good.
No, he's a great guy. I like him. We hung out a couple weeks ago at the Poor Choices. He's a nice guy.
He lives here.
His link in the description below, just to prove that we like him. But yeah, Channel View.
I drove a taxi out here for years. I drove a taxi out in Pasadena, and I'd gone to Channel View and the Holland Tunnel back and forth.
You drove a taxi?
Yeah, from 2004 to 2009.
It's not called the Holland Tunnel.
Showing your age.
Holland Tunnel, isn't it what it's called? You know, Holland Tunnel.
What is it called? The Washburn. Washburn Tunnel.
I call it the Tom Holland Tunnel.
As a kid, I would always try to hold my breath like in the tunnel, and then I recently like did it as an adult, was driving to it, and I was like held my breath like the whole time, no problem. I was like, why was this so hard when I was a kid? I was like, oh, my lungs were probably like 1/3 the size.
It's true. Also, you just weren't. You'd be a little bitch. Just kidding.
I smoked a lot more Newports as a child.
I started smoking Marlboros when I was 12.
I smoked Newports when I was 11 until I
started. Damn! I didn't think kids still did that.
You guys are 11 to 31.
There are much tougher years to be an 11-year-old smoker. In the early 2000s, I think they were like not selling as much to 12-year-olds as they were in the fucking early
90s. Were to like, was, you know, 14-year-olds.
I always thought like, how did my parents not know that I smoked cigarettes? Because
you have to go out and get them every day.
No, if I'm around somebody that smokes now that I quit, I can immediately smell it on them. And I'm like, how did my parents not know? And then I realized it was because whenever I went over to my friend's house, their family smoked, or if I went over to my aunt's house, they smoked, so I just would come back smelling like cigarettes regardless of whether I smoked or not.
That's the thing with smokers.
They weren't making you blow in their nostrils or anything.
Yeah. But yeah, I used to go into stores and buy packs of cigarettes at 14 years old, no problem.
Do you have that beard, or were you a hairy, were you a hairy boy? Or?
No, I just got a piece of photocopy paper and
Like, you made a fake ID at age 13, like a little Doogie Howser.
I photoshopped an ID, and then I just printed it out, and I put it inside the plastic part of my wallet where you would keep an ID. Mm-hmm. I just never took it out. I just opened it. They never asked to, like, see
it. It looks laminated. So, yeah. Oh, wow.
So you can't get busted for having a fake ID because it's such a, like, shitty little excuse for an ID that nobody would.
It's one of those situations.
Whatever, bro. I was making $10 a pop selling packs of cigarettes. That's awesome. Like 13, 14 years old.
That's a good hustle. But I think it's one of those situations where you don't hate dumb people. You're like, I really appreciate dumb people.
Yeah. You know? Who would buy it? If, like, that's what good dumb people are the ones who buy your cigarettes.
No. Good dumb people are the ones that sell, like, an 11-year-old or 14-year-old's. Cigarettes.
Those are good dumb people.
Yeah, they're called Pakistanis, first of all. Boom. And they didn't care in the early 2000s.
Zayed had nothing to do with this. Zayed's not Indian. No, Zayed is Indian. No,
Jaffer
had nothing to do with
Jaffer's
this.
Jaffer's Pakistani.
The racist podcast. Jaffer, I meant. Zayed, yeah, you're fine.
For years, everybody would confuse Jaffer and Zayed. And
I've never
done
that physically.
They would both find it they so don't look like each other. Like,
no.
They are just...
I just can't remember where one's from.
Roughly the same
until
size
I thought
and
about
weight,
it.
Though.
I did remember where both of them were from, so I am a good friend.
Is he from Morocco?
Who's from Morocco?
Oh, wait. Zad's from a North African country.
So he's not Indian?
What?
He's like Algerian.
I thought he was Indian.
Tunisia?
Yeah, but there are a lot of... There's like a
big
Indian
population in that part of Africa.
So I am right.
Ethnically Indian, but not
got
from
it.
There.
I've known him long enough to feel ashamed to not know.
He's
I
one
feel
of my
no
of
shame.
Origin. He's one of my favorite comedians, like not just locally, but like
yeah, he's one of the best.
He's like one of my top five favorite comedians.
He's evolving comedian. Quickly now that he's got like he's writer for the Tonight Show, and so he's got comic credibility. He can tour anywhere and make a living.
I will say I saw him three times. Last week, and the first time I was like just laughed my ass off. The second time he did a whole new set and I was laughing super hard halfway through it. Andrew messages me and he's like, is it just me or has he been watching too much Shane Gillis? And it just ruined the rest of the set for me because all I could see was Shane Gillis mannerisms after that, like the rest of the set. And I was like, god damn,
I never
would have thought, god damn it.
Yeah, but he hops from like character to character. Like he'll
sound
be
effects?
Like, Zayed will if I see Zayed like just if he's into something he'll act like it, but like he goes from like person to person. He has like different models.
I
that can switch back and forth like to be different.
I think every comedian
he's very versatile.
The more you're around somebody or the more you watch them, you're just gonna have it. I was talking to Cam Patterson about that last night. He said that. When he got off the road with Shane, that he was doing the, right? like you just
it's
can't
infectious.
Help it. It's a natural thing.
Okay.
Like I'm not talking shit for the fact
I'm
that it's happening.
Shit.
It's a natural thing that happens when you're around somebody. You pick up their mannerisms.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I've done that. When I was 16.
So I
grow up, guys.
Nerd.
I'll spend some local. This isn't a criticism. Kidding. It's just something I thought was funny. Was. Mason James says, "So I'm 26. That's not good. I'm just going to look like that. Blah, 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 blah. 26. I saw Tom Coley go up and be like, so I'm from Massachusetts. That's not good.
But to be fair, it's not. It's not good.
No, but like they're both doing this. Like, I'm 26. That's not good. I'm from Massachusetts. That's not good.
Mason James is like, I'm 26. This is a really old joke.
No, dude, when I found out he was 26, I was like, how old are you? He's like 26. I was like, really?
Yeah.
You're like, grow down.
Bro, you could have told me you were 46 and I wouldn't have been shocked.
I guess I met him when he was like 23. Oh, my God. And he was more baby-faced 3 years ago.
I will say,
he's now a father.
I love his bit where he's like talking about fighting with his wife about being immature, and he's like, and it was like, first of all, I had an ice cream cone in my hand, and you can't act mature with an ice cream cone in your hand. Like, I really like that bit.
Yeah, I like that one too. That's a good bit.
It's a true bit.
True story.
True story.
Here to speak truth on the Healing Club.
9/11.
Yeah, I don't know how to be authentic anymore. I'm dependent on these cards.
So 9/11 was an inside hijab.
Oh.
Now who's racist?
I'm so sorry.
Joffer.
First you did the black voice.
So no, I'm stuck here between two racists.
I don't see.
No, I mean, anything.
I do see.
Shane Gillis, hosted SNL last weekend. Mm-hmm. And
did you see the Forrest Gump sketch? It was fucking great. You know, it was the
I don't
best
know
one.
If I saw it. I'm trying to catch
it. I thought that Trump with the shoes, that was the funniest one.
I haven't
one.
Watched that one yet.
The where he puts on the like Donald Trump shoes and then like
the Limu Emu one was good.
Yeah. I was on a cruise ship, so I've just been watching them like one a day.
But you were on a cruise ship this week too?
Yeah, I went I left Thursday.
How does he do it?
I left Thursday. I got back Monday morning. And then I was home for about an hour, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to Austin. Mm. And then Cam Patterson yelled at me on the street. He was like, Mike Ryan. And I turned around, and I was like, oh shit, is this guy gonna rob me? Oh. I was like, oh no, it's just Cam Patterson. And then he's like, man, you're funny as fuck. He's like, come be on my show tomorrow. And I was like, cool. And then he robbed me.
I did talk to him that night at Shakespeare's. He's like, man, you killed it, man.
Bro,
you're crazy.
He is the nicest guy ever. Dude, you should come on the 12th when I'm doing the...
When I'm
going back for the regulars, should go.
That'd be cool.
I'm sure he'd put you on.
I mean, if anything, I'll do the worm on stage, you know?
That Holden DeShazo, that 16-year-old kid's going to be on that night, too.
What do you think about him?
I haven't seen his stuff yet.
I just know he asked me for a cigarette, and I was like,
so no. that kid like hated me because I met him. It was before New Year's. So I think it was before he got on the New Year's Kill Tony. Mm. And
where he ate, like, yeah. Where he HE bombed this kid. I'm sorry.
He was like, he's like, yeah, I'm 16. I'm like all in on comedy. Like it's the only thing I'm going to do. And I was like, oh, you should not do that and go to college and be an engineer, make a bunch of money. And then do comedy. And his mom and his grandma are right there. And his mom's like, I like this guy. And then I just kept saying it. He's like, yeah, comedy, comedy, comedy. I'm like, no, college. And his mom's like, I really like this guy. And then he pulled me aside and he's like, look, dude, you're fucking my shit up. Like, stop putting college in my mom's head. And then his mom mad at me.
Fucking with my mom.
Then his mom mad at me on Facebook.
Then he goes on stage and talks about masturbating in front of his fucking mom and his grandma.
He seems like a kid who calls his mother moms. There you go.
Have you guys heard that about his backstory?
No. I don't want to be talking shit publicly about a 16-year-old. But
no, like, I'm not talking shit.
Not even his front story. No.
He has a very, very, very... I won't go into the details, but he has one of the most tragic backstories that you could ever imagine. It was national news. It was...
Oh, really?
I thought this was a comedy podcast. I'm kidding.
We're healing, okay? We're healing.
Right, no, I'll totally ask him about it sometime.
No, don't.
I'm not going to.
Okay, all right.
It's bad.
Yeah,
but
let's
kudos,
go back to the cards
but
here.
But kudos to him for, like, doing comedy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
comedy's an important
for sure.
Outlet for a lot of people.
Bro, he's got a Holden and Friends show that he's doing next month, like charging like 25, 30 bucks for tickets. Like it looks like it's selling well. Like he's doing it. Like he's more props.
Hope he's writing.
Kid. I'm sure he's got more material than me.
Yeah, I mean Eddie Murphy started when he was like six, Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock and all these fucking like
Matt Rife started when he was like 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Rife seems like he started when he was 15 to me. Yeah.
I started playing music on stage traveling when I was 9. I still do that. So.
Traveling when you were 9?
Sound effect. Crickets, anyone? Oh, thanks, guys. And I still do it. And they still pay me. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
You started traveling, doing music when you were 9.
Mm-hmm. It was an Epstein thing.
He was doing private parties on an island mostly.
Yeah, it's mostly reggae music.
How many instruments do you play?
I mean, guitar, bass, I kind of see that as one, but drums is my main instrument, keys. I mess around on violin a little bit. I'm a sing.
Piano?
Piano. Yeah.
What you meant by keys?
Yeah.
It's pretty much if it's an
instrument. No, I jangle keys. Experimental.
You can either play it or figure it out.
Andre 3000 is jangling keys.
No, you play a saxophone?
It's not Andre 2999.
Scoop. I've messed around like on a clarinet and an oboe. I'm not good at those.
Read instruments.
I'm not
My daughter's going to start playing clarinet next year.
That's what's up. Mm. I played a trumpet a little bit or cornet. Not good at that.
My niece is performing at South by Southwest in March.
And she's in a band?
Yeah.
What's the band called?
I forget.
I feel like it's like...
It's
Slipknot. It's
Slipknot. The Dixie Chicks.
I don't know. We haven't talked in a while.
Yeah. Never talked to her.
It's like Charlie X.
Facebook.
Her name's Charlie X something.
She's going to be in Austin in March.
You don't know the band? Worst uncle ever.
First of all, that's not even in the top 100 of worst uncles
ever.
Name, like,
yeah, you should hear that kid's story. I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ, I'm gonna have to edit this.
Yeah, edit that out. But
it's my niece's name. She's coming to Austin. She's like 18. I'm like, goddamn.
But
she's going with the school. She's going with Columbia College.
Did y'all watch Trey's new set on Kill Tony that came out on Monday?
Yes.
Just talks about being molested.
It's
like his whole joke is about it, but like he's had several jokes about that, because like one time, like we were just hanging out, it was when I had him on my podcast, he was talking about the Cowboys game. He's like, I've been raped twice and I would rather that happen again than have to watch that Cowboys game again, because at least that was over quick.
Die Hard fan.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Yeah, he just says stuff like that, like pretty like with the set expression and the strong cadence and the, like, you know.
I will say he's he seems to be over it.
Yeah. Well,
maybe he, I'm not gonna say, nope. Edit that out, and just in case I was gonna say something, just edit me out.
It's just gonna be a bunch of
a lot of people have been raped,
and a bunch of
oh man,
this
has been.
I was raped when I was 19. Let's move on.
Okay, sorry.
What did you say?
Next card.
All right. Bob, what's your favorite?
What was her name?
What's your favorite?
Sorry. What's
your favorite gay joke of all time, Bob?
Oh, I don't know. Currently, I have this one where if there was a gay president, then you know there'd be dudes out there to be like, I pledge allegiance to the fag.
Bro, you should do that. You should do that on stage. That would kill, bro.
I've been doing it.
My favorite one is from The Office, where he's like, I can't go to jail, Oscar. I'm not like you. And he goes, what's that supposed to mean? Oh, you don't know about jail? You would love jail.
It's a good show. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Not every season, but.
But rape isn't funny.
Nope.
Nothing's off limits.
Sorry about that, Trey Campbell.
Sorry, Trey.
Sorry you got.
Sorry about that, Trey. Why are you sorry?
I mean, it's not like,
what did you do? I give Trey sorry about that.
That counts as a confession.
No, Trey's great.
We're going to hell. What are we going to title this episode? Just like,
I don't know.
Sometimes rape is funny.
I title every episode after whatever movie I've just been thinking about.
Unhealing Club.
I saw the movie Sexy Beast yesterday. I watched Jackie Brown and Sexy Beast.
This week. How did I do? All right, go ahead. Sorry. How was it?
They're both amazing movies. You ever see Jackie Brown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pam Grier?
Yeah. When she was talking about being 44, kind of hit home, because I saw it when I saw it in the theater in like 1996 or whatever. So when I saw it when I was younger, 44 seemed like such an advanced age, and her situation was like so precarious, and you know, she's making like $16,000 a year and she's 44 and has no savings, And she's like, that's scarier than I'm 44 now. Watching somebody talk about, I don't know, just like stuff that you saw when you were younger that you didn't think was relevant to you. And you see it like,
No, I think about it. Like, anytime I have any kind of like heart pain, I'm like, am I old enough to die?
Am I gonna?
Kinda.
You just feel like, what's the Sanford and Son? You're just like, oh, this is the big one.
That was me. Just yesterday, no big deal. So fine. I did have blue lips on Kill Tony. I probably had a stroke on there. We'll find out later.
I'm gonna like make an edit and of the when your episode comes out and just zoom in.
Like. Just like slow zoom in the whole time. Like it's they are blue. Just dude and like do some color correction.
I'll Photoshop a Whippet canister in your hands.
Yeah, make them extra blue too. You know. Yeah, and I can blame that on, if I didn't do good. I could have been like,
you got the big joke book, so obviously you're
pretty good. I could have been like, I was having a stroke, guys. So
you got the big joke book? What's that? What's the
that
thing?
Means you did good. Oh, did you get invited to do Secret Show?
No, I didn't. Mm.
So
I think my drum solo kind of
the levels
distracted
to it is
everybody.
Like,
oh, did you Jeremiah drum off?
It was a Mexican drum off with Michael Gonzalez.
Oh,
and it was great. I mean,
oh, that's Michael? Awesome. That's
what's up, dude?
I used to love...
we're following each other now.
Okay.
Nice dude. We talked after, like, got to hang out with him for a little bit after the show.
Yeah. Did he bury you? Drummer.
No.
No, he won.
Oh.
I mean, I won, but I didn't win. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was like, you won. But they're like, they're not taking his job away.
Yeah.
It's his job.
But for the people that don't know, like, the levels of, like, that you can do on Kill Tony is, like, you get, like... no joke book, and you can get banned from the show.
Yeah,
which he just recently started doing again.
Yeah, sad.
You can get the little joke book. You can get the medium joke book. You can get the big joke book and big gel blaster, and you can get big joke book, big gel blaster, and invited to the secret show, and then golden ticket is the best one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get the big joke book, it means you did good. If you the big joke book and get invited to the secret show, it means you did really well, or you're a 7.
I heard Heath Curtis, he got the gold ticket
his first time,
but he also got a small joke book because it's relative size.
Nice.
I saw him walking around without his glasses on.
Yeah, I was standing right next to you.
Yeah, and I was like,
I used to listen to Kill Tony pretty regularly, but then like I just kept hearing people like. Get like in these alter, they'd get like mad, right? Like a 10 or 12 year veteran would suck, and then he'd be like, like, mm-hmm. You know, when I just don't like watching people get banned, even if they're like,
no, you have to be an asshole to get banned. It's not just because you suck.
You could just be a nice guy and just take the roast,
but then I don't know, the place just seemed like a magnet for assholes, like, and then I just. And it is kind of fun to watch like American Idol and see somebody suck and just have the judges go.
You guys remember William Hung?
What?
No, William Hung?
Yeah.
From American Idol or what?
Yeah, it was
he's still out there.
Yeah, he's got a career. It was like a really bad singer that just had like a lot of personality. I'm pretty sure that he was autistic before we knew that autism existed.
Yeah.
Or he was just really
not
foreign.
Looking back. Oh, you're right. Yeah, but you know, they made him a lot of money, so I don't feel bad.
Yeah, he's got a whole career out of
autism is a gift.
Mm-hmm. I like...
in a way.
I like Trey Campbell. You know?
Me too. Is a gift.
Yeah. He's autistic. I think I have some autistic tendencies, probably. Don't we all? I don't know. Are we all stuck in ourselves in a...
Technically, it's a spectrum, and everybody's on the spectrum at some point, is what they say. So. But no, I can see what you're saying about yourself there. Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
I've been told I have some tendencies.
Never
going to
change. You've been told that you have... I don't know.
Oh, yeah, when I taught at autism school for 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
And they kept thinking you were a student.
Yeah, I'm like, it's the older, you know me.
The older kid.
We're wearing the same shirt.
The older kid that never graduated.
Yeah.
He's leads by example. He's our helper. And I'm like, Drumming on the stuff.
You're like that one hands. Camp counselor from the movie Heavyweights. It's like, Pat, you've been coming in for 17 years.
Yes. Dude, I love Heavyweights. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. Devilogue.
I've got a Perkis yeah. System shirt that I got yes. for Christmas this year.
Dude.
Isn't Ben Stiller in it?
Yeah.
Ben Stiller, I think he wrote it. Or directed it or
and
something.
Louis Anderson, is he also in that?
No, it's
it
just,
was like him and Judd Apatow, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It was a Disney yeah. movie.
Mm. Yeah.
But Jerry Stiller's in it. Mm-hmm. He plays the owner before Ben Stiller. Keenan is in it.
Keenan.
Oh, Keenan's in that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The guy that played Goldberg on Mighty Ducks, the guy that played Carp from Mighty Ducks.
There's a lot of Mighty Ducks kids in there.
There's like
yeah.
three or four Mighty Ducks kids in there.
The kid from Pete and Pete?
No, Danny Camparelli's not in it.
Yeah, too bad. God, shout out Danny.
How good was Pete and Pete, bro? That was like, that was
top
oh
five favorite
God,
shows,
man.
Dude.
Like, and I, man, oh. I need to restart watching that, dude. That's so good.
Where do you find it? Is it streaming on anything?
I'm sure it's on something.
It's all up here,
it's
dude.
It's going to be on something. All up the here. Strongest man in the world.
Yeah, dude. Love it.
That was like one of those quintessential like grunge shows. Yeah. You know, it's like that one and My So-Called Life.
Steve Buscemi's on there.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop.
That was my... Oh, and Michael Stipe was in some yeah. episodes. And,
yeah, dude. Show roles. It's really for adults, you know.
Yeah, like I never got it. Like They Might Be Giants is a like a band that I sort of liked, but I never really liked. Was like that's my favorite shit.
I love They Might Be Giants.
You do?
I love them.
Oh,
absolutely.
But they're great. Like the say I'm the only bee in your bonnet, but like I would never play that at the strip club. That would be
yeah. Wait, well,
the
nerdiest
yeah. music
what does that
to
have to
play?
Do
why would you
club?
Even like consider playing that at the strip club? That's man. A terrible idea. Wait, so what kind of what strip club do you work at?
I can't say that.
Or, no, what, okay, but what kind is it? Is it like
what kind
is it? Oh, no, because there's different kinds of strip
it's
clubs.
A classy one.
No,
it's a high end.
They got the classy ones where they only play like 80s rock music. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like uh-huh. it's just like the hair.
I mean, there's only so much 80s rock music, bro. And it's everybody just wants R&B, and that's mainly what it is. I like R&B.
Is there like rap?
You walk in, it's I'm hot, sticky, sweet.
That's fine sometimes. You know, there's plenty of that.
Every day.
I like hearing it, but like nobody really wants to go through like the deep cuts of like Cinderella.
Shout out deep cuts.
Nobody wants to hear like Striper or like nobody.
Striper, the Christian metal band. Yeah,
hey guys, I have to leave in 2-ish minutes.
Ah, shit. Okay.
But look, I want to shout out you guys. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out me. Yeah. I want to shout out. I'm in a band in Austin called Rare Bloom. We have an album coming out and singles and videos and all that good stuff. And I have a thing called Holy Worm where I do my. Do stuff on there. So follow me at Holy Worm on Instagram, mm-hmm. and tip your bartenders, tip your KJ, tip your, yeah. tip them for life.
Wow.
Tip it. But also, this has been so much fun. I could probably stay for like another like few more.
Cool.
But my alarm is going off in one.
Well, minute. I want to shout out to myself. I want to say I'm headlining the Secret Group Best of the Secret Group this. Friday, and I'm doing the Friday at 10 o'clock show with the Secret Group, and I'm doing and happy, proud to be, you know, an American.
Yeah.
You know, God, that sucked.
Ugh. No, that was good. You are American. You're so military, it hurts.
God bless. God bless America.
Watch me on like, Kill Tony.
Watch me on Kill Tony. God bless America.
What is it?
Let's get fucked.
It's the 17th.
No,
yours will be the
March
18th.
March 18th.
And at Basket's book, I have drawings up in the art gallery upstairs, and we're doing a show on Saturday at 8 at Basket's Books. That's at 1515 Hyde Park in Montrose. And
are you writing all this down, guys?
Yeah,
Come on, writing that down.
So, yeah.
I'll be at Stubbs April 13th.
This will be uploaded afterwards, but I will be at the Sunset Strip for the Secret Show tomorrow, the 29th.
Boom.
I will be at the Riot for the You Look Like Roast Battle March 8th.
And I think I'm going to be doing the spot in between.
Oh, the grudge that. Match?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be on Ku Genty's What's Poppin'.
I'm on that
April,
tonight.
April something. I don't know.
Tonight I'm What's Poppin'. I'm going to be Bob Morrissey.
And
at BobMorrissey.com.
Boring Old Bob on Instagram.
March 11th, watch me on Kill Tony. March 12th, I'll be at the regulars at the Vulcan. And March 20th will be my new monthly showcase at Boondocks.
Nice.
And May 8th, I'll be on What's Poppin'.
Wait, what night of the week is that?
It's a Wednesday.
The Wednesdays at Boone's?
Yeah.
Every week?
Yeah.
Very
cool. They just
exciting.
Well, mine's a monthly, but they just announced it today. It's every week. Kate Vance is hosting one. One is the Mess Hall podcast with Andrew and Jamie hosting one. I'm the third Wednesday of the month, and then the fourth Wednesday of the month is Pedro, I believe.
Nice. Okay.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, right. Well,
mine's called Soup Kitchen.
Soup Kitchen.
Mm.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me here, and thanks for having the host in the Healing Club. At
shout
your place
out Iguana
here,
Joe's,
Brian.
Iguana Joe's, China and, Co., Henry Co.
Yeah. And your dog's beautiful.
Beautiful dog.
Yeah, beautiful Ghost Malone.
There's going to be a lot of his butt in the beginning of this podcast.
That's fine.
In
yeah.
your face.
Anything for ratings, dude.
Yeah, dogs are precious animals, and I love them to death.
And don't judge my drum solo. I was having a stroke. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Is that the end? Or
this
is the outro still going?
Okay. This is the intro.